calling Triple T's Inflatables. How may I help you?
Oh, hi, Tia. It's Tina from Local Splash. Getting back to you.
Hi.
Hi. I just spoke to Tremaine, and he said he was out pressure washing a house, but he said that he thought that you had some questions regarding the ads.
Oh, what I had asked him, because I wasn't sure if, like, okay, so, like, if you didn't get $300 worth of clicks, per se, does that roll over, or do you just lose it for that $300?
Great question. No, that's a really good question. If the budget does not get used up during the month, it absolutely does roll over to the next month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I was trying to figure out, because I say, what's this?
Yeah.
That was a good question. And so it was, how much it was to start it off?
It would be $449. And then that includes the Google ads.
Okay, so when does the $449 need to be divvied out for?
Well, whenever you want to get started for the Triple T's Inflatables. So if you wanted to set up the account today, we would actually do the payment today. And then I would set a client interview. So the technician would call you later today, and they would go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website, and getting you set up.
Okay, so it's the $449. So what was the $99 that you was waiving was for? What was that for?
Oh, that was the $99 setup fee. So typically on all the accounts, there's a setup fee that goes on the first payment only, which would have made it $548.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm waiving that for you completely, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay, so you're paying a month in advance. So that's why I was trying to figure out how the payments went to as well.
Yeah, it's a month-to-month subscription, and it is kind of in advance because, you know, they have to do all the programming and whatnot in order to get you up there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understood that because I had just looked at Easy Local last night, which is another, I don't know what they do, but I know it says somebody. I know that was one of the listings. Do y'all use Easy Local as one of the listings to do the ranking, or you don't know?
No, we don't use Easy Local. So, matter of fact, I'm not even familiar with who that is. Let me just look it up real quick.
Another one that did the ranking on Google. Like, that was one of the, whenever I, like, I don't know, I had a, with Event Hall, they did a seminar, and they had mentioned some of those areas of where to list your free business on. And I just happened to go on it last night. That's why.
Oh, and you looked at Easy Local. Yeah. You know, be a little bit careful because, you know, our service has a proven track record because Tremaine's using it, right? But sometimes there's those other companies, and even though you heard about them at a seminar, where they do programming, but they're not a Google partner, or sometimes, you know, They are.
That's what I'm saying. I've seen there's not just them, the person who build our website, they deal with them, and Flavor Office deal with them, as well as I had talked to other people, and they mentioned them as well.
Okay.
And whenever you look up what is the top 50 listings to put your business on, they were one of them as well. So,
interesting. But, yeah, I looked up.
And
I
they
looked
actually
them
link
up
you, I think, yeah, to like
online.
50 different.
I looked them up
it's
online,
easy.
And it says, yeah, I don't, it doesn't give a lot of information as to, well, I don't see a Google partnership badge on their site. Oh, no, there it is. I do see a Google partnership badge on their site.
Yeah,
hold on, let me click on
it.
Oh, there we go.
Game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know where they're located?
I don't. I just was kind of on there last night, and I know they was like, I know they link you. They said up to 50 to 100 different to be able to do the whatever they call the in network linking or however y'all call that.
Yeah, we used to do that, Tia. It's called a directory submission package, and ours we would get through a company called Yext, and it would put you on up.
Yext is on there too.
Yeah, it would do up to 60 online directories, but we stopped doing that because we found out that it wasn't effective because a lot of the directories on them were Hot mm-hmm. Frog, Kudzu, like all these little rinky-dink ones
that
no one...
Frog, which nobody ever heard of. I know.
Right, no one ever heard...
We've done a lot of research.
Yeah, and then the second problem we had with that directory submission is that they did not allow, like Google allows to hide at the address if it's a home-based business, but the directory mm-hmm. submissions don't allow that. So, you know... Yes. That's the second concern is, you know, people would say hide our address, which we would do on Google, but once that submission got pushed over to the directories, their address would be published. So keep in mind, you know, that if you do something like that, that you would have your address published on it, even if you did it through Easy Local.
It's even published on our website, so technically they got the website because on the contract it shows.
Then you're good. Yeah, then you're perfect. Yeah, some people, you know, if it's a home-based business, they're like, I absolutely need it hidden. I don't want people coming to my house looking for service.
I mean, we would have preferred it, but, I mean, it's on there. So technically if you defer it from anywhere else, it won't really matter because it's on the contract when they rent.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Well, then you'd be good with it. If you wanted to do like a directory submission, you'd be good with it. And I know I talked to the owner of our company the other day about one client mm-hmm. that wanted that submission, and I had to tell him it was no longer available. And I was told by the owner of the company himself, his name is Dave Rodecker, that if anybody ever wants it as a special request, we can get it for him. So if, you know, that's a deal breaker between you working with us and Easy Local, then don't worry. I can get an authorization to get that directory submission package approved for you, too. But, again, I don't know how much good it will do for you because it's all those rinky-dink directories. Yeah, a lot of people don't even know about it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I wouldn't worry about it too much. Our clients are having phenomenal results without it, you know, so I don't think you need it. But if, you know, you did want to, you know, get that included, I'll just get an override and include it for you, okay?
No, would it be at an extra fee or would that be something?
No, I would just get them to include it for you just because of that meeting that I had with the owner, and he said that we can do it on a special request, so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I don't know. I mean, I just be reading and it says it does improve. The more directories you're on, the higher you could rank on Google, but I don't know if that's fact or not.
Yeah, so the main thing that gets you ranked on Google is the optimization of the Google business page listing. That takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, indexing, right? So it's all of that programming that gets you to rank quickly. And then there's a couple of factors that also help where, you know, the more five-star reviews you get on your end, that helps. And then also us creating weekly posts on there and things like that, keeping you relevant. So there's a lot of things that they're talking about as far as search engine optimization to the listing, not actually directories.
Okay. I have the last question is, so like whenever you say y'all do like the optimization in a general sense, how does the customer find that in order to know what you're looking for? Like whatever you say, like the ads and stuff like that. So are they actually real ads or are we talking about just like we at the top under like the sponsor where it says sponsor type?
Yes, you'd be on the top under the sponsor type. And then so that's a pay-per-click campaign. So how that works specifically, and forgive me if I'm repeating myself because I don't remember if I went over this with you in detail or not, you know, last time we spoke. But you would have $300, so we would send that directly to Google, and we set a budget at somewhere around $9 a day, okay? And that's a good thing. That's so that $300 stretches out throughout the whole month, and you'll never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month because we put a cap on it, right? So each morning, your ads go up in all the designated areas, and that's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on it, so let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $9 a day budget, after nine people click on it, you rotate off and someone else rotates on. If it's 50 cents a click, for example, and you get 18, let's say that only 15 people click on it that day, then that budget rolls over, right, to the next day and so on and so forth until the end of the month, which was your original question. If, you know, we don't have haven't used up the budget, does it roll over? And it absolutely does. But that's how those pay-per-click ads work. It's kind of like free real estate on the first page as long as nobody clicks on it. Once people start clicking on it, that's when money comes out of the budget.
So how do you know what the cost per click is depending on what the keywords or how does that?
Yes, depending on what the keywords are. Yep, and they'll set that all up during the client interview. And that's the benefit of working with us as a premier partner to Google as opposed to trying to set up Google Ads yourself is sometimes people go in and they say, okay, I have a $300 budget and I want this and that keyword. And then they find out after the fact, oh my gosh, the keyword that I selected is $30 a click and I've already spent my budget for the whole month, you know? So our technicians will go in with a fine tooth comb and they'll say, okay, these are the keywords that we recommend for you. These are the ones that will get you the most bang for your buck. They're getting the highest return based on the cost per click and they would actually put you in those keywords.
Okay, that's what I was trying to figure out because I also done with EventHawk, which is crazy. I've been looking at some of their seminars too, and they kind of went over SEO versus Google Ads or whatever, and you said the exact same thing he said, so that.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly. Wow, I love it that you went to a seminar and everything. That's so cool.
No, I didn't go to it. It's actually the EventHawk is the one who built our website, and they have like a lot of information online that they give the clientele. So it's a YouTube video that I was able to go look at.
Very cool.
That they do the seminar quality, so it's not like I could have asked those questions.
They're leading you down the best path. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, they're a great company.
I don't know how they determine what the clicks were, but he mentioned like the $30. He said the exact amount. And I'm like, well, how do they know which one costs 30 compared to the one that costs 50 cents?
Yeah, that's the scary part is that, you know, it's very difficult to try to figure that all out on your own. And if you try to call Google for help, they don't assist with that. So it's very, very difficult. And that's the benefit is we have a support staff on site at Google. So not only are we the best in the best at selecting keywords and stretching out budgets and getting you the most return on investment. But also, if we ever hit a glitch, we just pick up the phone and we have a support staff at Google that we automatically get through to that helps us with things like that. So, yeah, you definitely, your business would be absolutely in great hands. What's that name of the company again that you did your website with? They sound like they're really good.
EventHawk.
Event Hawk. I'm going to look it up online and see if I can find that YouTube video. It sounds very awesome.
he has a lot of YouTube videos. These people actually did inflatables for a living, and there's a bunch of inflatable business owners who got together, and I guess they created the actual website bill and actually using inflatable offices, the other side of it, which they are actually part of rental business software, period. That's all they do. So it's easier for us to use that software because we tried building with another person and it did not work out. They couldn't get nothing to function the way we wanted it to, nothing. So we wound up switching to them this year and like our website was up within less than a month.
Wow.
They took off 8 months and still never got it up. But, I mean, we still have a few little glitches here and there because we're trying to, you know, figure out how to work it and do stuff like that. But other than that, I mean, at least it's live and you being able to use, but like, it shows like you can do your route planning and everything through it. So it makes it very convenient.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Wow. What a great company. I'm so glad that you filmed them.
Yeah.
They did really good. So I just put that in the notes just so that I'm going to look it up later.
Yeah. They offer the SEO too, but I was like, yeah, I say, well, I don't know how theirs do, what it do or not. So. That's why I told Tremaine, I said, well, call them when you wouldn't say we get.
Yeah, usually if they're a web development company, usually they don't do this type of service. What we're considered is off-site SEO. And what that means, Tia, is that we don't touch your website in any way, shape, or form, but we do attach it to all the listings and then optimize the listing to show on the first page. So now the site gets the exposure to bring you clients, right? But back in the day, like 15 years ago, when people tried to get on the first page of Google, how they would do it is they would build a fancy website through a company like that. And then that company would say, oh, we offer SEO services. And if they did it, what that they did is they went into the site and they tinkered around with keywords and meta tags in hopes that they would get better rankings on Google. So it actually enhances what we do, but it's considered an outdated practice per Google, because that was like 15, 18 years ago how people did it. How people do it now is through the off-site SEO, which is optimizing the listing rather than just the site.
I think they do it both that way as well, if I'm not mistaken. Like I said, they got a lot of videos, but
yeah, that's great. Yeah. Okay, well,
was higher than y'all, so.
Yeah, that's the caveat is, you know, because we've serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada, we can maintain a lower rate. It's kind of like when you go to like a Costco or a warehouse shopping, you obviously get better pricing than if you go to like a specialty mart. So it sounds like that company might be more like a specialty mart. So they have to keep their pricing higher because they probably have a lower volume of clients. You know what I mean?
No, it's not that either. I think it's just because they can. I think the difference is, like, y'all fee here, but they automatically got to automatically do the Google ads on top of their SEO payment. So it's
automatically. I see.
So, yeah, so that's where the difference is.
So their SEO, their local SEO payment is more, and then they still put the ads on top of it. I get it.
Right.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you got to pay Google and then still pay them. Or they do offer a pay-by-click as well. But I'm like, nobody, I ain't paying you on the $30 a click because that's stupid. I mean,
yeah, oh, totally.
That's dumb. Because within 10 clicks, I'm stuck at it. They say, well, it's to keep you from spending money you don't have. No, that's a lot of money that you can waste real quick, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so every lead they would get you, they taking $30 off of the book lead. So, like, if somebody click it, it don't start it, but if they book it, then they automatically get $30.
I
guarantee you that.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, if you got a 120 bounce house, go out and they make 30.
Yeah, that adds up really quickly, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. Count the gas and everything else we had to use to get there. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So, okay. Well, let me know, Tia, if you want to get this set up today. I know that Tremaine, he said, you know, he likes to be involved and he might want to be on a conference. So I could always set up the client interview to be like on a conference where both you and him are on the call together, if you like, or you could knock out the client interview yourself and then he could always call in if he had any questions. So whatever works easier for you. Okay.
Can we do this on Monday?
Sure. We can do it on Monday. Let me just see. I want to check the calendar and see what Monday's date is.
Okay.
So that's the 13th, I believe. Okay. So I'll call you Monday morning and then we'll go through setting up the account and the payment and all of that good stuff. And then I'll create the appointment for later in the day Monday for them to talk to you to go through that client interview. Okay.
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 That'll work.
Sounds perfect. Okay, well, I enjoyed talking to you, and reach out to me again if you have any other questions, and if not, have a really great rest of your day, okay?
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.